This is Bob Brunello. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. After the surprise resignation of school board president Bob Peschel, the school board must fill that vacancy in 60 days. The school district is expected to advertise the opening in the next couple of weeks and then start the selection process. From there, the school board will interview interested candidates and make their final selection. Kelly DeWitt, who ran for the school board last spring and lost by only 60 votes, plans to apply for Peschel's seat. The school board is expected to discuss the process at their meeting next week. Downtown eatery Hot Dog Charlie's is expected to reopen today. Charlie, who started with a hot dog cart years ago, says he hopes to sell the restaurant. Charlie says it's been a good 10-year run downtown, and he hopes to retire and take it easy. City Manager Mark Roloff is putting the finishing touches on his 2023 proposed city budget. The City Council could be asked to add a new Director of Sustainability and a Director of Diversity. The Council will have a workshop later this month. Page 2, in hopes of increasing their enrollment, Fox Valley Tech is having an open house later today. It starts about 4 o'clock. Applicants can apply for free during the event. Gasoline is on the rise again, averaging nearly $4 a gallon in Oshkosh. The highest price reported is about $4.50 a gallon. Ouch. The very popular Space Day returns to EAA on Saturday. Eileen Collins, who is the first female shuttle pilot and commander, will be a guest speaker. 34 more days until the November general election. The city of Oshkosh is still hoping to find some poll workers. You can apply for that job on the city's website. The chamber is also having a candidates forum for the assembly candidates coming up later this month, featuring Republican Donnie Herman and Democrat Lori Palmieri. Details on the chamber's website. And an Oshkosh church has come up with a unique way for parishioners to take in the early Packer game on Sunday and still have a church service. We'll have details on that coming up on Thursday. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're always on the Chamber website. We're sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce, along with Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Have a great day.